我不知道大家认为
I'm not sure you realize how difficult it is to move out from your place or home.
哦，来说你真的万不得已的时候，你才会搬家吧。
So a lot of times we don't want to do it until all options are out.
一般来说，要搬个家非常的麻烦。
Moving is really difficult.
我想到在前几年，我们家前面种了一棵大树。
A few years ago, in front of my house, there was a big tree.
但是每当秋天的时候，就开始落叶。
And whenever the fall time comes, there's a lot of leaves coming down.
后来我跟我太太实在觉得太烦了。
So after a while, me and my wife say this is really difficult. It's a really tedious, tiresome to have this leaf come down.
有一天就找了工人来，就把那棵大树给砍。So
one day, I hired somebody to chop down the tree.
我跟太太觉得说，哇，终于做了一件大事，好高兴。
So me and my wife feel like, oh, at least we did something great. We are quite happy.
结果就没想到，等到下午的时候，我三个小孩放学回家了。Then
we know that the three kids they come home at the afternoon.
其中两个小的大哭。Two
kids is crying a lot tonight.
不单单那天哭了一个礼拜。
Not only cried that day, cried the whole week.
他说：“爸爸妈妈，你怎么把那棵树给砍了，不跟我们讲？”
Come, you cut down the tree without talking to us.
我后来才了解，原来那棵树是孩子们的一个安全感。
Now I realize that the tree is
a security
blanket.
我就想到家，更何况家更是一个我们有安全感的地方，不是吗？
Then we find out that a home is a security for all of us.
是我们可以寄托未来的一个地方。
It's something that we put our hope into.
这家是让我们感情可以自然流露的一个地方。
As a home is a place that we can let freely our feeling out.
所以如果要搬走，
So we remove.
一定必须要有个特别的原因才会促使我们要离开那个我们认为会 觉得非常安全的地方。
So must be a reason why we move away from a place that we feel secure.
那今天我们就要提一个搬家的故事。
So today we're going to mention a concern about a family who moved.
这个故事里面主角是亚伯拉罕。
The main character is Abraham.
那亚伯拉罕是谁呢？
Who's Abraham?
根据圣经告诉我们，亚伯拉罕乃是犹太人的始祖。
According to the Bible, that Abraham is actually the father of Jewish people.
从我们刚刚所读的经文当中，
From the verses we had just read,
实际上亚伯拉罕在那个时候生活情况好像没有特别有任何的异状。
There's not much change. What we read doesn't show us any change in his family.
他居住的地方没有饥荒。
There's no famine in the place.
没有打仗。
There wasn't any war.
没有 IBM layoff.
There's no IBM layoff there.
那为什么这个时候他必须要搬家呢？
So why he need to move? His whole family need to move.
而且神要他搬的。
Is this actually God want him to move?
我们来看在使徒行传第七章这边说。
We looked at the Acts chapter 7.
是神跟亚伯兰说你要离开本地和亲族。
So is it God telling his brother? I'm sorry. Abraham, why are you still? It was leave your country and people, God said, and go to land I will show you.
那他离开哪里呢？
Where are you going?
他是离开 where was he leaving? 他是离开加勒底人之地。
Where was what place he was leaving from? He was leaving from Chaldean.
但是他离开加勒底之后呢，他又住到一个地方。
And then after he left Chaldean, he settled in the place.
他就住在哈兰了。
He settled in Haran.
然后之后他才再搬走。
And then afterward, he moved on.
所以刚刚我们在创世纪所读的经文，实际上是神第二次呼召亚伯兰要离开。
So actually, what we read is that the second time God told Abraham to leave and go.
那他的路线是如何呢？
What was it? What kind of way? What way he traveled?
那第一个地方就是大家右下角的地方，他原来是住在吾尔。
So you can see that in the first circle in the right corner is the Ur.
哎，这个吾尔这个地方，如果大家看的话，水源充足，就是两河流域那个时候是人类文化发展的地方。
It, you can realize it's actually between the Ur is between two rivers, and it's one of the civilization beginning of a human civilization.
哎，这是一个好地方啊，水源充足。
It's actually a good place.
神要亚伯拉搬家。
God wanted Abraham to move.
然后他继续搬，又搬到一个水源充足的地方，那个地方叫做哈兰。
So he moved to a place called Haran. It's a, also a good place with a lot of water.
他跟他爸爸一起搬，搬到那里，觉得哎这里不错，于是他们居住下来了。
He and his father moved, the whole family moved there, and they felt like this is a good place, so he settled down there.
我想他们一定觉得现在这个地方实在不错，何必再搬呢？
So actually, this is a good place. Why you want to move again?
我不知道大家在人生当中有没有为自己曾经定了一个计划，想往那个方向去。
I'm not sure, so whether you settle down, you want to have set a goal for you in your life and go direct, go toward that goal.
但是中间发生一些事情。
But somehow in the middle of the decision, something happened.
这个插曲的领导导致继续往下的这个行程就停住了。
So this kind of change make you stop where you want to go, and you stop short and just stay there.
而且既然停下来，发现的是，哎，这样子也不错。
Then you stop there and you realize that, oh, I settled down here. It's pretty nice. I don't have to go forward to reach my goal.
就停止了原有的计划。
So you stop whatever you plan to go, your goal is.
在美国有一个名作家，他叫 Jim Collins， 他曾经说过一句话。
There's a famous writer named James Collins. He said this.
他说一个棒的事情，一个特别好的事情，他的敌人不是坏。
The great things in it is that is the and the great thing is not bad. The enemy of great is not bad.
他说真正对棒的事情的敌人是好。
The enemy of great is good.
因为人往往是经历了好了之后，就觉得他就不需要再所有所突破，他不需要有所进步了。
So once you achieve what's good, you don't have to do any more. You just stay there.
他就歇息了。Rest.
Oh, then you rest.
所以到现在为止，亚伯兰所到的之地都是水源充沛的地方。
So we can see that Abraham at whatever place that Abraham been has been so far is a lot of water, a lot of good supply of water.
非常现代化，文化科技都非常进步。
You can see that at that point is a lot of civilization, a lot of people, a lot of culture there.
我可以说就好像今天的 Silicon Valley 一样，他跑到那边，他何必要搬？
Just like the people going to Silicon Valley nowadays, once you get rich there, you don't want to go anywhere.
但是就在这个时候，神说你要搬家。
But at that moment, at that time, God wanted to go move, continue move on.
不单单搬一次，第二次说你没有搬完全，你要完全的离开那里。
You say that it's not, you're not completely out from that place. You have to completely get out from that place.
你必须要有一个行动带出跟过去生活有一个完全的切割。
You have to separate yourself and totally separate yourself from the past, and then move on.
以达到那个更好、最好是我替你准备的地方。
Until you reach the places, the good place I prepare for you.
我相信上个礼拜有许多特别的事件发生在世界以及美国。
I believe that last week has been a lot of things happening not on the world and also in the United States.
我想大家也知道，最近有一个非常杰出、伟大的球员 Kobe Bryant， 他因为直升机失事而丧生了生命。
You all know that there's a famous basketball player called Kobe Bryant who passed away because of a helicopter accident.
所以许多人都把焦点注目在 Kobe Bryant， 他到底怎么样丧失他自己的生命呢？到底这个直升机发生什么事呢
？So actually, a lot of eyes look at Kobe Bryant's story and that.Try to understand why the helicopter crash. What happened to that accident?
许多人就认为，如果这个直升机上面它如果放一个仪器是能够测量地形的，以及到特别时候能够发出警报的话，这个直升机就不会因着看不见而坠落到地。
A lot of people comment is that if this helicopter can able to have a machine to track the environment, the landscape, then he won't be having this accident.
但是后来有经验开直升机的一些机员就说，实际上这不会有任何的帮助。
But actually, some of the pilot, experienced pilot, expressed a comment saying that this actually doesn't help at all.
因为当雾很大的时候，人他尽他的可能，尽量用视觉去看地形的时候，突然有许多的警报器响的时候。
But because when people look at the big structure, and then at the same time there's a lot of signal going on, telling him warning signal going on.
这会导致驾驶员更紧张，更容易让这个直升机失控。
And actually make the pilot even more nervous and more likely to have accident crash.
今天神要亚伯拉罕要离开他自己的家乡。
Today Abraham, we study Abraham need to move away from his home now.
乃是神非常清楚亚伯拉罕在家乡的话，他会受到许许多多不同的信息跟影响力。
He will experience a lot of influence, a lot of influence from his hometown.
神要亚伯拉罕斩断一切不属于神的信息。
God wants Abraham to cut off all the information go to him.
才能让亚伯拉罕。单纯的仰望神，进入他下一步的人生阶段。
So that Abraham can be only look upon God to continue his journey of his life.
当人一旦失去一个习惯的东西跟环境的时候
，When a person lost whatever environment he got used to or culture he used to，
人马上就需要有其他的东西来填补所失去的那个空档。
Man, he tend to want to have filled his heart with something else.
这个就是神要亚伯拉罕所经历。
This is what God wants Abraham to experience.
当他进入一个没有计划、不知道方向的领域的时候
，When he goes through a situation that has no plan and no idea where he's going，
就好像一个直升机突然飞进了一个大雾里面，他完全看不见前面。看不见地下，看不见左边、右边的时候。
Just like a helicopter go through a thick fog, and then couldn't see the front, couldn't see the bottom, couldn't see the side.
他依靠一个信息。
He only we can rely. The helicopter pilot only rely on one thing.
神这个时候要亚伯拉罕完全的信靠神的带领。
At that moment, like Abraham had to rely totally on God alone.
在那个时候。过了一段时期的时候，根据历史，我们知道以色列人在埃及居住下来。
According to history, we learn that the Israelites later on lived in Egypt.
然后神把以色列人带出埃及的时候
，And when God lead the Israelites out of Egypt,
他们突然发现他们所有以前所有的依靠都没有了。
So we find out that all the things that they rely on is gone.
他们突然一团乱，不知道怎么办。
It was gone, and then they all confused and don't know what to do.
也就在这个时候，神颁布了律法。
And then, at that moment, God instilled the law into them.
只有在这个时候，他们珍惜神的律法。
And that moment, they realized they have to value God's laws. And
所以，神要亚伯拉罕离开他自己家乡的目的有几个。
So God wanted Abraham to leave his homeland. There's a couple of reasons.
第一个要让亚伯拉罕学习依靠神。
First, he want Abraham to learn to rely on God.
第二个就是我们今天读的经文的下半部，就是说要让亚伯拉罕学习顺服神。
This is the second part we read in the scripture is that want Abraham to listen and follow God's command.
以至于可以。祝福世界
，so that he can be the source of blessing to the world.
因为神要让亚伯拉罕在世人面前做一个模范。
Because God wants Abraham to become an example for all the people in this world.
神要用犹太人这个民族在人类历史上发展出来。
God wants to use this Jewish people to expand to this world.
然后我们后人在看这个民族的时候
So when we, us right nowadays, look back and look at this Jewish population.
我们就了解一个民族有神的同在跟另一个民族没有神同在的分别。
So we can find that this group of people who had God's to with, when God with them, and also the other people who without God.
神说要借着亚伯拉罕的后代，使万族都因为他得福。
God said that I want to bless you through your seeds.
那我们今天问一下。真的是如此吗？
Then we ask, is it really true that's the way it is?
我们知道实际上犹太人在世界上所占人口的比率是非常的低的。
We know that actually how much population of Jewish people in this world, earth, in this world is really little, small amount.
全世界犹太人的人口只占了全世界 0.2%。
So actually it's only 0.2% of population of Jewish people on this earth.
但是他们却为诺贝尔奖金所贡献的，他们一共有22.5%的诺贝尔得奖人。
But the Nobel Prize winner who win the Nobel Prize is 22.5% of Jewish people.
就是说，这个民族对整个人类的贡献跟其他民族比起来的话，是112.5倍。
So actually, the contribution of this.Group of people are about 112.5%.
Times.
Yeah, 112.5 times the population. That's about average.
我们今天实际上所有的医药、所有的科学、所有有关文学，许多都是从犹太人那边所赐福给我们的。
A lot of advanced medical research, a lot of scientific research are done by Jewish people.
而最重要的，耶稣基督也是亚伯兰的后代。
The most important, Jesus Christ is one of the descendants of Abraham.
第三个，神要我们看到亚伯兰为什么是被神呼召的原因是这样。
God wants us to see why Abraham was being called.
就是借着亚伯兰顺服神的这个行为，成为我们所有基督徒的榜样。
He became a set example for all of us to see how, how Abraham followed God's will, God's calling to go.
因为加拉太书第三章第七节说，你们要知道，那以信为本的，就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Understand this in Galatians chapter 3 verse 7 say that understand then that those who have faith are children of Abraham.
说到如此，我们都明白了为什么。神要亚伯兰一定要搬家。
So we up to here we understand why Abraham need to move.
问题是要如何的搬
？The question is how he need to move.
神要亚伯兰要从三个方面去离开。
God want him to move in three different ways.
对于我们来说，就是有三个层面，也就是一个心态的脱离。
There's three different areas we have to know about how he moved out from the place and represent how we move out from our position.
第一个是神跟亚伯兰说，你要从本地离开。
First, the God told Abraham saying that you have to move out from your country.
根据约书亚记这样子告诉我们，实际上亚伯兰当时住的地方是一个拜偶像的一个地方。
But actually, according to Joshua.That place that Abraham living at that point is they believe and worship a lot of foreign gods.
那个文化就会影响当地的居民。
That culture will affect the people living there.
也会影响住在那里面的人的价值观。
It will affect the people living there, the value system they use over there.
实际上真是逃不掉的。
Actually, you cannot escape from that.
如果我们今天是住在北加州的话。
The people we are now living in North America.
我们非得谈股票跟房子不可。
So we usually talk about is a stock and a house.
我们住在这边的房价是以万作为单位的。
And here when we live, we talk about we're using a
$100,000
$10,000
units. 但是在北加的房子，它是以百万作单位的。
But actually in
Bay Area.
Oh, Bay Area, California Bay Area. Actually, using million is a way to talk about the housing.
你一百万，你买不到任何地方可以真的可以住的。
So using $1 million, actually you couldn't buy much a good place to live.
所以一旦在那边居住的话，你非得谈有关金钱、有关 mortgage、有关贷款、有关股票的事情，你没有办法。
So once you live there, you always talk about real estate, how high the prices the home is, and about the loans and all the other stuff.
我们到一个地方如果居住下来，我们很自然的就寻求能够融入那个社会。
So when we live in that place, we so quickly adjust to that place value system.
我还记得刚到美国的时候，
I remember when I first come to
USA. 哎，我妈妈把一些我认为在台湾好的衣服的全部把我带来。
So my mom bought a lot of clothing from Taiwan. She believed those are good.
我突然上学第一天，我说不对啊。
Suddenly I wear those clothing when I go on those class. I felt something.
我说妈，我不要再穿这样子，被同学笑。
I told mom, I cannot wear this clothing from Taiwan. This is the other kid with love.
无论再好的衣服。
Doesn't matter how good the clothing is.
我真的想穿的跟美国人一样，一件 T 恤就好了。
I just want to wear like just an American, so like wear just a T-shirt.
我希望被融入，我希望被接纳。
I want to be accepted into the crowd.
在美国的文化也是这样。我们既然居住在美国
，just like American culture, once we live in America,
我们有一种名词在美国叫做FOMO, 就是 fear of missing out.怕跟不上潮流。
There's a culture within the United States. When you live there, you feel missing out all the people wearing, all the people doing stuff.
在中国，在台湾、香港，不也是如此吗
？So the same truth is held everywhere in Hong Kong and China.
如果邻居的小孩在补某一种补习的科目的话
，If you know the neighbor who's studying certain thing, extracurricular activity, doing certain things.
哎，你也很怕你的小孩跟不上，你也要去参与。
So you want your kid to also to go into those extracurricular activities.
如果你的附近的邻居他要去移民到其他地方的话
，If someone your neighbor, you know your neighbor, move away, immigrant to another place.
你也开始考虑。
You always consider to move.
但是你没有钱的话
，But when you don't have money,
那中文有一句话叫“贫贱不能移”，就是你没办法移民。
There's a Chinese saying that when you're poor, you cannot go anywhere.
我们很怕跟不上潮流。
We worry, but we cannot match up to the way the other people do things.
我后来回想起来
，When now reflected.
如果今天到美国读书，我是一个交换学生的一个身份来的话
，If I'm like come here because I'm an exchange student，
我不会在乎我跟大家不一样。
I don't care that I'm different from other people。
我在大家眼中，我就是要告诉大家，我原来就是从其他国家来的，我到这边学习，但是我又不拥有居住下来。
I would tell other people I'm different because I'm not planning to stay here for long. I'm just.
我不会对人家对我异样的眼光我感到焦虑。
I'm not going to be stressful what people look at, how people look at me.
我又不永远要住在这。
Because I'm not permanently staying here.
神要亚伯拉罕知道。
God wants Abraham to know.
你以后人生要去的地方。
So to let him know that the place that you're going to be in in the future.
你不是要到一个地方做永久居民的。
You're not being there for become a permanent resident.
你要有一个客旅的观念。
You have a mindset that you are travel.
你不要想要把自己融入而认同当地的文化。
You don't have to be accept and be acknowledge and do the same thing as the people do in that place.
因为你的国度不是在地上。
Because your kingdom is not on this.
我们的国度是在天上。
Our kingdom is in heaven.
我们离开现有的文化的时候
，when we leave our current culture，
不是失去了这个文化
，not that we lost this culture，
而是让我们的眼界更宽广
，so that our eyesight, our level playing field would be a lot more broader。
我们能够做一个文化的超脱。
We can.Sorry. We can go through, break through this culture.
我们真正的产业不是在这个地上。
We will inherit is not on this earth.
如果我们知道我们真正的产业在天上的话
，We know our inheritance on in heaven.
我们今天会怎么投资呢
？So how going to be investing in this life?
也许我们今天买股票，我们想我们的投资报酬回来，也许希望10年能够回来。
So we maybe want to invest in stocks so that in 10 years they will return greatly.
但是如果我们想的是永生的
But if we want to think about the eternal life,
我们就不会焦虑我现在的投资的状况 will, 在地上以金钱投资的状况
we won't worry about how much the money invested now on earth.
我们会想到天上
We think about the heaven.
第二个神要亚伯兰离开的是要离开本族
The second thing God wanted Abraham to leave is leaving your people.
我们每一个人都是从某一个民族所出来的。
We are come from different background and race.
我们对我们的自己民族有一份情。
We have a love for our own culture, our ethnic background.
我们有一份骄傲感。
We have a pride to our ethnic background.
我们有一份自卑感。
We also sometimes had self. Self-pity about ourselves.
我们把我们的自己的价值和荣誉感建筑在我们所属的那个人上面。
We're using our value of the person who is based on the culture.
也许今天我们自认我们是某某人。
Sometimes we think we're certain kind of people.
也许我认为我是台湾人。
Or maybe we think, oh, well, I'm Taiwanese.
也许是上海。
Or maybe Shanghainese.
也许是香港。
Maybe Hong Kongese.
亚伯兰也许觉得他是加勒底。
Abraham maybe believe he belongs to Chaldean.
神说你要做一个心态上的脱离。
God said that you have to move away from this mentality.
因为当我们看世界看自己人生是以我自己民族本位的时候
Because when we see the world using our own ethnic background
我们没有办法能够体谅其他的民族的
We cannot able to comprehend and understand other people
民族的优越感和自卑感让我们无法体贴了解其他民族的观点
Our pride in our own heritage and also cannot make us understand other people's back from other people from other backgrounds.
多少时候我们觉得我是某某人是我的一个骄傲，我的荣耀。
Sometimes we feel like, oh, certain people is my pride, my pride.
觉得那是我，我可以认同的。
Somebody I can look up to that belong to my group, my culture.
但是神要我们跳出那个框架。
But God wants us to jump through this kind of boundary.
你不跳出这个框架
You don't go out from this boundary.
你就没办法以神的眼光去爱其他的人
So you cannot love other people using God's point of view.
我们这样子没办法看见别人的需要
We cannot see other people's need.
看不见别人的痛苦
We cannot see other people's need with our own
只有我们自己超脱的时候
So when we advance overGo boundary and look at other people.
过了那个痛苦期的时候
through that process of painful experiencing, moving away,
我们才能了解我过去是多么依赖我这种民族性。
So then we find out that in the past, how much we rely on our own ethnic background to act, to behave.
我们才能理解我们传福音对象觉得说要信这个基督的信仰是多么的困难，因为他们背景的缘故，因为他们民族的缘故。
Then I understand why they do not accept Jesus Christ because their own background, because their own beliefs.
我们没有经历这样的痛苦。
We haven't experienced such a separation.
我们就很难了解为什么有一些台湾人、中国人、香港人，他说我没办法，因为我信基督教的话，我来到教会的话，谁来拜我的爸爸，谁来拜我的妈妈，他们的灵魂饿死。
So we will understand that some of the Taiwanese and some of the Hong Kongese cannot believe in Jesus Christ because once they believe in it, they cannot worship their own parents.And who going to worship them daily and sacrifice things daily to them?
我们自己不离开，不经历那个痛苦的话
，When we cannot separate ourselves from just such a culture,
我们就很难了解为什么有些人他是经历一辈子的无神论。
So we cannot separate from this culture. We cannot see the people who are atheists.
这样的一个思维已经成为民族的一个骄傲了。
This kind of thought that there's no God becomes the pride of their culture.
也是他们所能够认同的。
So that they can see is true to in their point of view.
我们现在要让他信一个不同的信仰，是多么大的一个牵扯，要把它撕开呢
？So when we want him, the person who's atheist, to believe in there's a God, is such a separation from their own culture.
神跟亚伯兰说：“你自己先出来。”
God said to Abraham, "You come out first."
你不要再认同加利底人这个民族。
Don't conform with the Chaldeans' culture.
实际上，他是要跟亚伯兰说：“你要成为一个不同的民族，不属于世上的任何一个民族。”
So actually, God told Abraham that you have to become a separate from all the world culture and separate ethnicity and separate group on this earth.
实际上，今天也是神对我们每一位相信他人的一个呼召。
And actually, this is according to every one of us who believe in God.
因为我们再也不属于地上的任何的一个民族了。
Because we do not belong to any ethnic background, any ethnic group on this earth.
彼得后书告诉我们，彼得说，我们今天再也不是任何一个族类，而是我们是被神所拣选的族类。
Actually, in the book of Peter, he's saying that we are no longer belong to any other group. We are the special.Being grouped, being picked by God.
但是我们对我们的民族，我们的本家是有情感的，我们怎么能够割舍呢？
But we have our feelings toward our own ethnic background, our group of people. How can we separate ourselves from them?
神要借着告诉亚伯兰的话，要告诉我。
Whatever God said to Abraham is actually God saying to us right now.
这个不是抛弃。
This is not, let go.
Yeah, let go. 而是一个祝福。
This is not letting go, but actually it's a blessing.
当我们离开那一份不属于神国度里面的那一份骄傲的时候
，When we leave the pride that we hold true to ourselves,
我们乃是要成为我过去这个民族的一个祭司。
But actually, we become the priest for the our own ethnic background.
我们在神面前祈求。
We in front of God, we pray.
然后把这个福音带给我们自己原来的民族。
So we can bring the God gospel to group our own group of people.
但是神要让我们知道。
But God wants us to know about this.
我们不要再认同我们现在自己肉身上面的民族了。
Don't realize that you really belong to our own ethnic background any longer.
我们乃是属天的国民。
We are belong to the citizen of heaven.
如果我们不了解我们是属天的国民的话
，We don't realize that we are citizen of heaven.
我们永远觉得自己的民族性是非常的如果是优秀也好，或者被人家歧视也好。
So we always feel pride in our ethnic background.
我们没有。属神的国度来理解今天社会上发生所有的事情。
We cannot have God's point of view to look at the world and the society. What happened to the world and society?
接下来，神要亚伯兰离开父家。
The next one, God wants Abraham to leave his father's household.
这是什么意思呢
？What's that meaning?
他实际上他是要亚伯拉罕或亚伯兰。脱离对他自己附加的依靠。
Because he wants Abraham to leave so that he don't leave the reliance of his father's household.
以及继承父业的这种责任期盼。
Is that he won't have to have inherit his whatever his father inherits.
我是家中的老幺。
I'm second of son of my household.
对我来说。什么是父亲的期望？对我没什么感觉的。
It's not much as to me. It doesn't matter what my father want me to do.
我有一个快乐的童年。
My childhood is happy.
所谓的快乐是我爸爸妈妈从不管我考试考得怎么样。
So what mean by I'm happy? My mom doesn't care about how I did in school.
因为我跟我哥哥姐姐的年纪差很大。
Because me and my brother and sisters. The age is separate quite a bit.
所以我在家中不是属于真的是真的是好像要继承任何东西，我在家中是一个玩具。
To me is that I don't have to do anything at to my, in the eyes of my father, I don't have to be something. I become
the toy.
Toy of the home. Of home.
啊，这让我活，我在至少在家里活得非常快乐。
I'm quite happy living at home. What?
在1990年初的时候。
1990,
我哥哥那个时候已经拿到 PhD， 并且被公司要准备调到 MIT 去做一个特别的一个研究计划。
My brother, older brother, finished his PhD and gonna go to MIT to do a major research.
这个时候，他听到另一个声音，是天上的爸爸说：“你要出来。”
At that moment, at that time, my older brother had hear a voice from heaven saying that you need to come out from whatever you're doing.
简单的说，你要做个牧师，全时间的侍奉神的国度。
Simply saying that he needs to be a full-time pastor.
我爸爸那个时候气得不得了。
My father was so angry at that time.
几个月没办法平息。
A few months he cannot be calmed down. He's still angry. He was angry.
非常的气愤，也非常的难过。
He's sad and also angry.
我在那个时候实际上不太了解要继承父亲的期盼是什么意思。
At that moment, at that time, I don't realize how it has to be not to do the thing that your father wants. What's it feel like?
我自己心里也觉得，哥哥真是不应该。
My feeling is that, oh, my father shouldn't act like that. My older brother shouldn't act like that.
爸爸也是小题大做。
Father should be calm down too. It's a little thing. Shouldn't be too angry about it.
结果就没想到，后来过了几年。
Oh, then things time passed and after a couple of years.
有一次教会有一个洗礼。
And that one moment, at that moment, there was a baptism in the church. Was in the church.
当时我是牧师的翻译。
At that time, I was a translator for the pastor.
所以当时牧师在受洗池里面受洗的时候，我是站在他前面做翻译的。
So when the person was baptized, I was in front of that baptism place, and then I was being the translator at that time.
结果刚好那天居然有这边有一份报纸，现在大家已经不知道，叫 Poughkeepsie Journal.
At that time, there was a Poughkeepsie Journal reporter was there.
居然有记者跑进教会来照一张相。
And he took a picture of the ceremony of the baptism.
那个照片后来就登在报纸上面，底下写。
And then that picture was on in the Poughkeepsie Journal, and underneath it, it written it like this.
中国教会牧师替人家受洗。
Chinese pastor baptizing the Christian.
我根本不知道这件事情。
I didn't know about this.
结果居然有。世界上居然有这么事，这么一回事。过一个礼拜，这个报纸跑到我爸爸手里。
And after one week, this newspaper came to my father's hand.
过了两个礼拜，我妈妈打电话来。
And after 2 weeks, my mom called me.
她说：“你做了那么大决定，你为什么不跟家人讲？”
You make such a big decision. How come you don't talk to us?
我说：“做了什么决定啊？”
What decision? I say.
然后我妈就跟我讲。
My mom said to me,
我那时候还不知道怎么回应，今天我知道应该怎么回应。
At that time, I don't know how to respond, but now today I know how to respond.
今天这个回应就是那是假新闻呢。
Today's response would be that's a fake news.
哦，因为那个一看起来以为我是牧师正在替别人受洗。
Because I once look at the picture, thinking I'm the pastor, become a pastor, and then baptizing that person.
我妈妈跟我说，你爸爸因为这件事几天没有睡觉。
The father looked at the picture and thought you become a pastor. He couldn't sleep for a couple of days.
我顿时了解从父家来的那个压力。
Suddenly I realized what my father want. The pressure from my father.
那是一个情感上一个煎熬。
This is actually a prison of emotional prison.
因为他对他的孩子有所期盼。
Because he wants to have something out from those kids.
但是这些孩子后来所做所为却跟他期盼相反。
But this expectation is from different and then opposite of what his expectation for his children.
神说我们要离开我们的这个家族的这个思想。
God wants us to leave our household, this thought and thinking of your household.
神不是要我们放弃家人。
God doesn't want us to leave a family.
不是要我们跟他们没有关系。
It's not like we don't have any relationship with them.
而是我们先要被呼召出来做先锋。
Actually, become remove ourselves, become the forefront of our household.
以至于我们将来可以回头来祝福我们的家人。
So that we can return and bless our family members.
就像全家人都落到大海里面了。
Just like the whole family was drowned on the sea.
你必须要先找到一艘船，你上去之后，然后再把这艘船去解救你家里面其他的人。
So when you're on the sea, you can be helpless. You have to find a boat first, a lifeboat first, before you can help out your family on the sea.
这也真实的成就在我们家当中。
And this is really happened in my family.
以至于我爸爸在世界上最后的几个年日呢
？So that the last few years of my father's life,
他非常感恩他的孩子愿意侍奉神。
He really thankful that our brothers and all the brothers, all the my kids, is able to serve God.
神要亚伯拉罕有一个信心。
God want Abraham to have faith, this kind of faith.
神跟亚伯兰说：“我将要给你的成就和贡献呢、啊。
”I will give you the accomplishment you can do.
绝对超越父亲要给你的期盼。
You will more than the expectation from your father.
是根本没办法比您的。
You cannot compare.
也许爸爸对你的期盼就是把现在这个小小的田地把它治理好。
Maybe your expectation from your father just take care of a little field that he owns.
神对他的旨意说你要祝福全世界，而不是那个世代，而是几世几代一直下去。
But God's expectation is a lot more. Is that I want you to take care of the whole generation, not this generation, but the whole generation of all human race.
过去也许我们依赖我们父亲的供应。
Well, in the past, we relied on the supply from our parents.
也许我们也期盼有一些遗产，让我们事业能够继续下去。
So sometimes maybe we want to have some kind of inheritance from our parents.
但是神说，你今天的依靠不是在地上的父亲了。
But God wants to say to us is that your reliance is no longer from your parents.
是天上的爸爸。
But rely on Heavenly Father.
而且你所认知成就的范围不是再是地上的。
Whatever you know on this earth is no longer on this earth.
而是那个范围是你想不到、数不尽、大的不得了的一个范围。
The boundary is no longer on this earth, but actually, the boundary you never thought about.
你要离开啊
！You have to leave.
你离开是有目的和使命的。
There's your leave. There's a mission. There's a reason for your leaving.
使万民得福。
So that you can be a blessing to all the world.
也就是对我们所有属神的基督徒来说，神说要把我们的眼光、我们的价值观、我们所认识的，不要再局限在地上的范围。
God wants us our value system, our vision, no longer confined into on this earth.
不要停留在所谓的好或者一个舒适圈。
Don't stay in the place that where we think is good and with something somewhere we feel comfort.
我们不需要再有所谓的民族的骄傲。
We don't have to have pride of ethnic background.
我们不需要说我唯一承受我父亲期盼和产业是唯一的出路。
Not that we only way out is to continue what do what my father expectation.
我今天的责任是对万民的有一个责任。
Our responsibility is to the world.
今天我们看见病毒的产生，我们都感到这个病毒的压力。
Today we see this type of virus, we felt the pressure from the detrimental effect of this virus.
这病毒有多可怕呢
？It's such a fearsome.
How fearful, fearsome
of this virus.
人跟人中间只要有几秒钟近距离的接触的话。
God, people to people, all they need is
a few seconds
of contact, they will spread this virus.
导致现在死亡的人呢，他的平均岁数呢，我们也许可以活到80岁，现在得到的人呢，可能50岁，他就结束了他的生命。
So maybe the people who are expected life expectation would be 80, but once you caught this virus, you maybe just around 50.
哇，这个病毒太可怕了！希望所有的人呢，最好关在家里，不要出来，最好与大家隔绝。
Such a fearsome virus, we should do is just stay at your home, block everything out, no contact with outside world.
因为这会感染。
This can be transferred between people.
我后来在想。
Later on, I thought about this.
哎呀，真是希望有另一种传染病。
I wish there would be another disease, the infectious disease.
这个传染病呢，一传呢，另一个人会有抗体的。
This infectious disease, once you transmit it to another person, the other person have antibody against the disease.
然后这个人呢，可以继续传，会把这个抗体呢继续传下去。
And this one will be transmitted antibody to each person, so that they will be resistant to the disease.
在今天的情况
，In today's world,
如果你真的有这一种传染病。
If you really have this kind of blessing of this kind of disease, that transmitting antibodies.
你想你是待在家里，还是跑到人多的地方去啊
？Are you going to be stay at home alone, or are you going to go in the midst of people?
你是待在家里还是出去啊
？So you will stay home and lock yourself.
我想着赶快，这待会我们订个车子，我们去 JFK 啊。
You may have this kind of ability to transmit the antibody, good antibodies, protect the antibodies to other people. I would definitely go to JFK and take a flight to China.
实际上，世界历史告诉我们，有一个病毒比今天的武汉病毒更可怕。
But actually, in the world history, that's a virus is a lot more worse than current Wuhan virus.
这个病毒就叫罪。
This virus name is sin.
这个罪一进入世界的时候
Once a sin enters the world,
人就可以死了会死了而且他岁数到800岁
People would die and then the age would go up to 800
那现在平均年龄是80岁
And nowadays the average age, the expectancy is 80 years old
那我们有没有解药呢
Do we have any solution?
有神给我们一种解药
Yes, God
叫做福音
God gave us a medicine. The medicine is called gospel.
相信主耶稣的人可以有永生啊，可以医治。
Whoever believes in Jesus Christ will have eternal life.
我们真的有这个解药，请问今天你要怎么安排你的时间呢
？We really have this antidote. So my question is, how are you going to arrange your time around this?
我们是待在家里呢
？Are we going to stay home all the time?
还是到人多的地方
？Or go to the midst of people and spread this antidote?
我也跟大家分享，实际上我传福音的速度非常的慢。
I admit to you, and the rate of spreading gospel is really slow.
我每年都在计算我今年带了多少人信主。
Every year I calculate how many people I bring to Christ.
我算过。
I after calculation.
我平均要花40个小时，平均了40个小时才能带一个人信主。
Average out that I have to spend 40 hours to bring one person to Christ.
6-10个小时才能对一些弟兄姊妹对他的灵命有所长进，他灵命才能增长改变。
And spend about 60 hours so that I can edify and change our brother and sister's life.
这个时间就是说什么呢
？This what does time mean?
这并不是说我跟大家讲话的时间要40-60个小时。
It's not that I have to spend time with 40 hours, 60 hours.
就是说我必须出现在那个人面前，与他交谈，与他关心，然后也然后一起吃饭，一起享受。
That means that we have to be present, physical present with that person, and talk to them, and know about them, have dinner, have a meal with them.
然后我发现，哇。要花好久好久的时间。
Then I realized that I had to spend a long time with that person to change that person.
然后我看见这边的留学生进来。
Then I see all the foreign students come over.
几年就走。
After a few years, they went go back home.
这边的小孩慢慢长。
The children grow up here.
马上高中就毕业了。
And next thing you know, they finishing high school and move on to college.
我在看，我没有时间了。
Then I found myself, I don't have enough time.
IBM 工作不稳定，大家来了几年就走了。
IBM is the job security is no longer that great, so everybody come to IBM will leave in a couple years.
当我这样去思考的时候
，When I think about that,
大家想我会怎么计划我的时间呢
？Do you think what? How do you think I would? How do you manage my time?
我就是那么多的 vacation 而已。
Only I have few weeks of vacation.
我待在家里做的，我都想我亏欠了大家。
If I sit at home and
I owe to people.
I owe people when I just stay at home and do not do work.
神对我们的呼召是让我们成为一个超级传染者。
God calls us to become a super carrier to infect other people with.
就好像亚伯拉罕一样。
So just like Abraham.
因为我们的信仰可以解救人。在世上的痛苦，以及给他们永生的盼望。
Because our faith has solution to other people for the pain, for the suffering.
我想诸位可能传福音的速度要比我快很多。
I believe that you have much more the speed of your spreading gospel a lot more faster.
让我们知道，我们今天活着是有使命。
So we know that when we living on this earth, we have a mission.
要计划好我们的时间。
Calculate our time, manage our time.
我记得我以前还做青少年的时候。
When I was young, teenager time.
有的时候来参加青少年的人数人很少。
Sometimes I come to the youth gathering, there was not much people there.
家长就打电话来说，今天只有两个人，还要有吗
？And that.Some of the parents call. It's only two people showing up there. Is any more youth group?
对我来说，不是今天只有两个人，要不要有
？To me, is that not do I have the youth group because there are only two people?
对我来说，我只有两百个小时。我算过，我只有两百个小时对这些年轻人生命有影响。
Only have 200 hours so that can affect their life.
我少两个小时就变188小时。
Two less hours will become a 98 hours.
当然没有青少年聚会对我轻松的很。我有其他事，我想休息，我想听音乐。
Of course, without youth group, I will be a lot more less burden. I can do whatever I want to do.
但是那是属地的，那不是属天的使命。
But that is fleshly thought, earthly thought. It's not belong to heaven.
今天就算我们今天有人没办法来聚会。
Even though a lot of people may not able to come to meeting today,
我们也希望把我们的信息放在网络上面。
We wish that we would put the message on in the internet.
这也是一个接触。
This is a contact.
因为我们今天所属的再也不是属地的了。
Because of what we belong to is no longer belong to heaven on this earth.
再也不属于我父家的。
It's not belong. It's belong to heaven.
而是我们是属于天国的。
It belongs to heaven.
今天神要我们进入一个信心的领域。
So God wants us to go through the journey of faith.
以至于我们可以众人的。
So that we can be a blessing to others.
让我们跟随亚伯拉罕的脚踪。
Let us follow the footsteps of Abraham.